Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
I need your help with something. I've got a bit of a mystery in my life.
A mystery?
But first, you're planning a wedding, loosely.
Yeah, very loosely, but yes.
Where are you at the moment? Have you assigned, like, bridesmaids and thought about who's going to play what role in the ceremony?
Yeah, not officially. Like, nothing's been set in stone concrete. I haven't asked anyone, but I know who I want, and I think Corb's the same with his groomsmen.
Yeah, great. So not officially asked, but people have a bit of a feeling.
Yeah, or like, yeah, we at least do.
All right, so two of my friends have been engaged for about 3 years. I believe they're getting married next year. They're starting to put that together.
Okay.
They're based in Sydney.
Okay.
So given their situation, COVID at the moment, doing a lot of Zoom calls with more Samma, but occasionally Samma and her fiancé, Casey. One time I was coming straight off and she said, "Oh, Bob, I was just on a Zoom call with the bridesmaids and getting really excited," and that hurt a little bit.
Aww.
Because I was not on that call.
No.
Writing's on the wall. I'm not one of the bridesmaids.
Mm-hmm.
Or bridesmen. There is one man.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me. She did say, "Bob, oh, don't worry. I do have something. Like, Casey and I, there is something we want you to do." Now, foolishly, I dropped it.
Okay.
And we ended up talking about other stuff and catching up on everything else. And it was only over the weekend I said, "Actually, Sam, we completely skipped over it. Like, what was that thing?" It's like, "Oh, yes, let's have another chat this weekend." So instead of just telling me, she wants to, like, have a chat.
Probably.
Maybe with Casey, maybe both of them raise it. I don't know what this would be. What do you need at a wedding? What am I doing?
Here's the thing. In our nature of work, it is safe to assume that you'd be an MC or something.
Oh,
like
my
that.
Goodness. I hadn't thought of that.
But something that I've seen a lot, and a lot of people have been tagging me in them, and a lot of friends have joked about it, are flower boys.
Oh,
so
I
sending
can do that.
Like a male guy dressed all pretty down the aisle first and throwing out flowers. So maybe it could be that.
Now, that I had not thought of either of those. What I was expecting or hoping, mainly as an excuse, I know that they are reaching out to a professional photographer and paying those thousands of dollars.
Mm.
But I was thinking maybe they wanted me to, like, bring along and do something with
okay.
a camera, which is great. Because it's like, hey, that's an excuse to, you know, maybe buy another one. So, oh, no, so I've got to do it for this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But MC.
That's just something that I've picked up on that could be possible.
Well, I know them because I used to produce for that couple on community radio. They did breakfast together.
There you go.
So we are formed in broadcasting.
I can see your mind ticking over, like, working through this.
What should I sing?
I don't think that's part of the
No,
the
it is.
MC.
You expect an MC.
Please don't sing. unless they ask it of you, Bob.
That's unbearable.
I don't know. 858-23931. Give us a call. What might Bob be in a wedding?
Or, I'm available. When are you getting married?